Dean, what was your thoughts on the play of the outside linebackers? Thinking about guys like Woods, Bantha Kane, Burgess, who Ninkovich, who filled the role in times where we'd normally see a Dalis Thomas.
Kind of like everything, Mike. I mean, we had some good plays. I mean, I thought the pressure of the quarterback at times decent. We didn't get sacks, but at least we had some pressure on him, and he was getting hit, and there were some plays out there on the edge that they did a nice job of setting the edge, and then there were also some plays in there that got inside us a little bit, and then back outside and went for some big plays because of missed tackles. But we certainly got to work on that and do better than what we did. But overall, I thought everybody played hard, understood the game plan, and played fairly well.
Dean, have you been happy with the run defense? And specifically, it seemed like you every game you used some safety help, but it seemed like the safeties were particularly helpful yesterday. Are you happy with how you guys are playing? Talk about good team defense. Are you guys happy with how the run defense is coming together?
Again, it's like I said, I think it's a little sporadic at times. We got to do a better job all the way across the front, but also on the back end specifically too. We had some plays yesterday. We gave up, a 40-some yard run, a 30-some yard run, and a 20-some yard run. And any time you give up a run like that, it not only got through the front seven, but it got through the secondary, and their job is to cup it and to keep it from being a big play. So I think I saw this morning, I think I added up that they had 86 yards after we had a chance to get them on the ground in a running game. Well, we can't live with that. And so, obviously, there was a problem because it got to the secondary. Secondly, there's a problem when you miss a tackle in the secondary and it goes for a long run. Now, granted, I think they got some very, very good runners, but it doesn't really matter who's running the ball. That's what I say by sporadic. At times, we can look very good up there, and then sometimes just overall as a defense. It's no one particular place. It's no one particular position. We just got to do a better job on a more consistent basis.
Dean, you guys, it seemed played a lot more 3-4 yesterday than we've seen, maybe the whole season combined. First of all, is that true? And also, is there something about the way your personnel fits in that scheme that led to the kind of performance you guys had with a shutout and all that?
Well, the first part is, yeah, you saw more, at least 34 front-type defenses yesterday. But, again, it's always going to be on a week-to-week, situation. It's going to depend on the team we're playing, the scheme that they run, the personnel groups that they run, their personnel, sometimes even in particular, whether you want to attack a particular person, a specific formation. It's always going to change week to week. I mean, that's one of the things that, I learned from Bill early on coming here that, we're going to do whatever we have to do front-wise, and makes you much more of a multiple defense, which means guys have to learn a lot more roles on the team. But it also gives you, a good chance if all of a sudden something's breaking down in a particular front, maybe you got another front to go to. So that's always going to be a week-to-week call.
How much, though, Bill always says that the difference between the 3-4 and the 4-3 is kind of overrated. How true is that? Because you're still asking your defensive linemen to do a lot of the same things gap-wise, whether it's backside gap or things like that. Is it still similar whether you're in 3-4 or 4-3?
Just depends on how you play the 4-3. But, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, if you're two-gap and an in, tackle, you may be then in a 4-3, two-gap and a guard. So, it may be a little different. Things may hit a little quicker inside as they might maybe more on the edge. But, there's a lot of similarities. And, there's certain ways that it's still everybody has to be able to take on a blocker and fit on the defense. And no matter whether it's a 4-3 or a 3-4 or a 42 nickel or whatever it might be, everybody has to fit in their spot in the defense. And that, to me, is the biggest thing that players need to know and need to learn is where do I fit on this defense on every run and on every pass.
Dean, how would you characterize Adalis' performance this year?
There's been some good things and some not good things, but just like the other 10 players, I could say that about every player on defense, and I could say it about myself particularly too, that there have been some good things and there's been some not so good things. So I just think, he's a good athlete and good player, and just like everybody else, it's been, we just need to do some things better, and then there's also some things we've done well.
Dean, a player like Adalis probably hasn't had this happen to him much at all to be a healthy scratch. As his coordinator, is this something that you sort of address with him head-on and get it out into the open, or is it something that's just sort of assumed? You come back to work and you move on to the next plan?
Well, everybody, Coach Belichick makes the decisions on personnel, and obviously he talks to everybody involved, but that's something that, it's just part of every week we look at who can give us the best chance at their position or at the positions, and Bill certainly looks at it from an overall team standpoint, too, when you can only take 45 players. So, that's just something that it just happens, and we get ready for Tampa Bay.
Is the concern, though, Dean, with Adalis, that they always mention his versatility, but is the concern that he can't do, maybe he can do a lot of different things, but he can't do any one thing right now at the level that you guys would like him to do?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What was your thoughts on the inside linebacker play the first time we've got to see Guyton and Mayo really work together side by side for an extended period of time, and then you mix Seau into the mix a little bit later in the game?
Well, it was good certainly to see those guys out there kind of for the first time working together, like you said, Mike. And hey, we'll see how that goes. Like I say, every week's a different week, and what scheme we decide to play against Tampa Bay will just depend on Tampa Bay. So, but, obviously it's great to see any of those guys out there. I think they both play hard, both work very hard at what they do. And, it's just like all the players. I wish we could try, take them all. But, the rules are that we can't. So whoever we got, we got.
Dean, from sort of a non-football perspective, Darius Butler dealt with some personal tragedy, one of his former teammates dying yesterday morning. And did you know that he was going to play, or was there some concern about whether he wasn't? And then what about the job he did starting, getting that pick and sort of fighting through all of that?
Well, I was really happy for him, not only for the interception, but maybe especially also the situation in which he was playing, with a kind of a heavy heart, and we all feel real bad for him and obviously for the whole University of Connecticut football program and the school. And, it's a tough thing to always deal with. And sometimes in playing, it almost helps you deal with it better than not playing. And it takes your mind off of it for at least a little bit and maybe gives you even a little extra motivation. That's something that you really have to ask Darius. I couldn't speak for him, but we were all proud of him and the way that he came through it, and really pleased to see him get an interception. And again, our deepest sympathies go out to the player's family and the whole University of Connecticut football program.
Dean, when you watched the game over again, did you get a sense for the two safeties, Merriweather and McGowan, their physical presence? Has that stood out to you at all? And if so, what has that maybe added to this defense?
Well, I think, they're flying around and they're playing hard, just like the rest of the guys are. The thing that we've just got to do a better job of is these missed tackles. They're costly, and they made some great tackles. They made some great plays, and I don't want to in any way, shape, or form slow them down from playing hard and aggressive, and I won't, or we won't. But at the same time, there's a time to make the big hit, and there's a time just to make a tackle. And, we got to make sure that we make that tackle and that ball doesn't get out. It's been one of the good things that we talked about earlier a couple weeks ago when I was on my conference call, was talking about the fact that we hadn't given up big plays. And we were talking more about the passing game, but it's true of the running game, too. We just can't give those up. They're going to come back to haunt you sooner or later.
Hey, Dean, what did you first think when you heard you guys were going to London? And is this a little bit of an opportunity to spread the brand a little bit?
Is it an opportunity to spread the what?
The brand. You know, like the I mean, you guys, you figure you go over there, you'll get seen by a ton of people. A lot of people will know. If they don't know the Patriots already, they probably will after Sunday.
Well, I don't know. That would be more of an organizational thing. I mean, I've never really thought about it. All I thought about it was having to, you know, getting prepared to play a game a long ways away, and it's not exactly like wasn't thought of as like a vacation or anything. It was just something we thought of as, well, it's going to be a long trip over there. We got to play a game. We got to win it, and then we got to come home and get ready for another one. So the good thing is we got a bye week after that, which is nice. But really hadn't thought a whole lot about it, to be honest with you.
Guys, let's take one more question. Well, I guess we're good then.
All righty. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Yep.